This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
We're all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. And you are listening to, although she won't admit it publicly, Sunny Skidmore's favorite radio broadcast, USA Prepares. And we're talking about Richard the Lion. Gwyneth, do you have any other thoughts that you'd like to share about Richard the Lion? Yep. Gwyneth, you there? Gwyneth, I can hear you breathing, but I can't hear your voice. So, why can't I hear Gwyneth Isaac's voice? Yeah, I can hear. Gwyneth, can you hear me? Are you on mute? Yep. Hey, Gwyneth. Okay. All right. In the meantime, we're going to see if we can fix this technical difficulty. And I can tell you a little bit more about this lubrication of metal parts that I've been doing for decades. And I want you to be very, very careful if you decide to do this. So I use copper coat, as I mentioned in hour number one, copper coat. It's like copper dust mixed with oil, and it comes in a prepackaged jar, plastic jar. And it has a brush, kind of a stiff brush, probably like horsehair, on the end of a little rod in the metal cap. And you can take out a little bit, and you can put on threads of devices that you want to assemble. Now, what would that be? Well, in my case, we have a lot of equipment that has spark plugs, and we inspect the spark plugs for maximum efficiency pretty often. So we take out the spark plugs, and you know, there's a limited number of times that an aluminum cylinder head will accept the tightening of spark plugs in the aluminum threads. Eventually, they wear out. So I want to lubricate them, and I want to make sure that the spark plugs go in easily and they come out easily, and I don't damage the cylinder heads. Because, you know, if it's a lawnmower, you're talking several hundred dollars to repair that. If you're talking about an engine, you're talking a couple thousand dollars to repair that. So when it comes time to change the spark plugs, I apply copper coat to the threads and the sealing gasket surface of the spark plugs. And I'm very careful not to get the copper coat on the electrode or the insulator, the ceramic insulator, when I screw the spark plugs in. And here's an interesting note, that if you torque a spark plug without any lubrication on the threads, it will go in with less torque applied to that spark plug, even though the torque is the same, because of the friction on the threads and the friction on the gasket, spark plug gasket. So you're actually going to be tightening your spark plug greater, even with the same torque applied, if you use a lubricant and or copper coat. So that's what I do. I use copper coat, or sometimes I'll just use high temperature red fully synthetic grease. So for nuts and bolts that I want to take apart later on, because it's a regular maintenance item that I'm working on, I will put a synthetic lubricant on those threads. And I'll tighten up the nut or the bolt, you know, to the appropriate torque. Now, it will make it easier to remove, and in some cases, there's a risk that if it comes apart, damage can be done, or if it comes apart, like in the case of wheel lug nuts, the lug nuts can loosen and the wheel can come flying off as you're going down the highway. So I want to caution people, do not take this as advice as to what to do. I'm just telling you what I do. I've been doing it for years, but if you decide that you want to apply a grease or copper coat to your lug nuts or your wheel bolts, I want you to know that no manufacturer I've ever read about says do that. So I've never seen anything that Ford says as to do that, or Chrysler, or General Motors. As a matter of fact, they say don't do that. And I think that's the lawyers talking. And for sure, your lug nuts will stay on your wheels much better if you do not use a grease or copper coat. But I use a copper coat or a grease because I want to make sure I don't wear out the threads. Because we keep our vehicles 300,000, 400,000 miles. We rotate our tires often. And they are not, those aluminum wheels are not designed for constant taking them off and putting them on. They wear out. The mating surfaces will wear out. As a matter of fact, there are some high-performance cars, you know, these few hundred-thousand-dollar cars, these supercars made by, let's say, a Lamborghini, if you will, that the tires will last maybe 12,000 miles, and the wheels will last two changes, and then the wheels are to be discarded because they're unsafe to be retorqued. So
wow.
To prevent all that, to prevent all that, what I do is I lubricate the threads. And I was just recapping what we talked about in the beginning of hour number one while we're trying to get you. I'm so glad you're back. Gwyneth, is there anything else you wanted to say about
it's,
Richard?
It's really late. I actually just dropped off to sleep. It's really, really late. I'm terribly sorry, everybody. But I just dropped out. But I'm back again now. So my apologies to everybody in the class.
We can hear you breathing. We can hear you breathing. And for some reason, yeah. I thought maybe you were unable to hear us. And but anyway, I'm so glad you're back. Is there anything else that you wanted to share with us about Richard the First, Richard the Lion?
Well, yeah, when you've got a position of responsibility, like if you have a farm or if you have some sort of a business or that, and there's, you think that you have the opportunity to go off and do fun stuff like going and laying siege to cities or doing crusades or whatever, it's really important to stay on the farm. Rather than going off and doing all the fun stuff, because the farm is your first responsibility, and ultimately, with Richard the Lionheart, England was his farm, okay? And England really suffered deeply because he went off to go on crusades and, jaunts to Jerusalem and laying siege to this city and that city and the other city and all the rest of it, because he had his brother who was Prince John, and then after Richard the Lionheart died, he actually didn't have a legitimate heir, okay? Like I said, he obviously had concubines and he had girlfriends, and they had children, but none of them was, he didn't have a legitimate heir. His wife didn't have a child, and so Prince John became King John, And there's been a very good reason why England has never had another king by the name of John, because the first one was so bad. I think that if anyone by the name of John ever did become the King of England, that he would more or less have to change his name. Because, you know, King John taxed people so much that it was just, you know, that it drove them broke.
And isn't that where we crashed
the economy?
Isn't that where Robin Hood came in?
Yes. Robin Hood apparently was a character of fiction that was done by traveling theater troupes. You know, but the thing is, with King John, that he taxed the people so heavily that there was no economy left. And it's a very, very similar situation to what it is today. And actually, the bishops and the nobles got together and they said, listen, we've got to do something about this guy. So they wrote up a particular document and they said, listen, we have got this document here, and you've got two choices. We can kill you, or you can sign this document and sign it into law. And, you know, like most bullies, King John ultimately was a coward, and he signed the document and signed it into English law, and that document was the Magna Carta. And that was the origins of the Magna Carta. And one of the first things that's written in the Magna Carta is, first of all, that the British Crown should not mandate any particular religion as being the state religion. And the another big you know, theme of the Magna Carta is that the government shall no longer have the right to levy taxes. So that makes all taxation thoroughly extortionate and illegitimate. That under the Magna Carta, the governments are not allowed to raise taxes.
When we come back, can we talk about Tommy Robinson and your T-shirts?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, we'll be right back.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Huer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, Grant Isaacs is with us, live in Australia. So, Gwyneth, do you have any more information that you wanted to share about, you know, the taxation and what's going on and the Magna Carta?
Okay. It's really, really important for people to break out of this brainwashing that taxes are just something that has to happen. Because, up until, the Great Depression, there was no income taxes. You know, government ran for, the vast majority of history without there being any income tax at all. And taxation was always regarded as being that, even by governments themselves, as being something that was absolutely thoroughly undesirable. Okay? And, that people used to sit in Parliament as a kind of a philanthropic gesture. And there was generally not a big, fat parliamentary salary. If there was a salary, it was modest. you know, it was something where it was sort of like a token of gratitude rather than the reason why you went in there. And you didn't go and sit in Parliament unless you were independently wealthy. You know, if you were independently wealthy, it meant that you had enough brains to go and build that wealth, which meant that you were actually a good steward, so that when it came time to sit in Parliament, you were actually sitting there to be a steward of the nation, okay, to help to run all the things that ought to be, you know, ought to be done by governments, like, for instance, you know, we need to have some sort of a restraint on wickedness out there. We don't need a bunch of extortionists sitting by the side of a highway, you know, looking for broken taillights. We don't need that. You know, what we need is for, officers of the law to go and do things like, arrest pedophiles and bandits and murderers and all this sort of stuff. And, you know, that's supposed to be the purpose of government. Okay. Yeah.
A couple weeks ago, Gwyneth, you were on the air with us, and you know, I talked about the royal fleecing. You know, this wedding, this outrageously expensive wedding. And I said, so what's going on? And you said, and I'm paraphrasing, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe you said, well, there's something big going on, and this is to cover it up.
Yes,
and
I
now,
say that. And it's all come out now.
Yeah.
That
hit the nail right on the head.
Tommy
Robinson.
They were stalking him. It's come out. They were stalking Tommy Robinson, just waiting for him to put a toenail out of place.
Mm-hmm. What did he do?
Stood outside of court with his camera.
Who's Tommy?
Filming, and happened to mention that in the courtroom that there was a pedophile grooming trial going on. And you know something? It's oh my gosh, they pounced. They absolutely did. They pulled him into a star chamber, which is one judge, no hope under heaven of a fair trial, and they whacked him away just as fast as they could. And I had no idea what the something big going down would be. This was obviously it, Tommy Robinson.
When we come back, Gwyneth,
waiting to pounce on him.
When we come back, please tell us who Tommy Robinson is and what he was doing and why this is such a big scandal. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news, as the special counsel in the Russian probe has something to say about that investigation.
special counsel Robert Mueller is scheduled to make public remarks about the probe at this hour. Earlier today, before it was announced that Mueller would be speaking, special advisor to President Trump Kellyanne Conway was talking about that investigation.
We said no collusion for 2 years, and they couldn't take us at our word. We had to waste $40 million of taxpayer money, 22 months, 500 witnesses, 2,800 subpoenas, 1.4 million documents to come up with what we said all along.
She was speaking on Fox and Friends. A huge tornado hammered northeast Kansas late yesterday, though it spared most of Kansas City, and no serious injuries or fatalities were reported. Today, the Mid-Atlantic runs a risk for very severe weather. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
In 1982, Stephen Christopher Yaxley Lennon was born. He is known under the pseudonym of Tommy Robinson. He's an activist. He's currently serving a 13-month prison sentence for contempt of court. He's a anti-Muslim activist, and he was secretly jailed in prison. And from my understanding, he was arrested for disrupting a trial last week and was sentenced the same day to 13 months in prison. And the judge ordered news media to not report on it. It was a gag order. Is that what happened, Gwyneth?
Yeah, more or less. And, you know, there's film out there on the internet of him getting arrested, and it seems to me the only ones who were disturbing the police, the peace were the police. You know? He's basically there with his cameraman standing outside a court. And, you know, you go to any courthouse in a major metropolitan center during business hours, and the chances are you're going to come across some film crew or other filming outside that court. You know, that's just how things go. And he was there with his cameraman and, you know, filming, and he happened to mention, oh, there's a, you know, trial of a pedophile grooming gang going on inside this courtroom now. And this was on a live stream. And, you know, this paddy wagon full of police pulls up, and they basically, to cut a long story short, bundle him into the back. And he said something like, I'm going away for a long time. And, you know, to tell everybody. Yeah, basically, that was the gist of what he was saying. And, you know, they must have just been waiting around the corner for him to go and put a foot wrong. They must have just been waiting to pounce on him.
And you think this is the scandal? This is the scandal that
this is exactly what they were, what they planned, this rush royal wedding, to go and have everybody standing on the street corners going, yay, 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 royalty.
And yet you mentioned the camera crew filming, you know, outside the courthouse. Well, that happens during daylight hours, I guess, most of the time. However, filming 24 hours a day is the government filming people on the street 24 hours a day.
Us.
Right. And it seems like that's okay because, you know, it's okay, it's the government. But when we do it, it seems like it's not okay.
Yeah, it's just absolutely disgusting, you know. And oh my gosh, you know, if you go into the background of what that poor guy went through, you know, I fully understand. I went through something similar when I was in Geraldton. You know, I was a stay-at-home mum. And, you know, I had, at that time, I had an investment that was bringing in a bit of income, and it enabled me to stay at home. And little did I know when I moved into that house that there was a pair of pedophiles living around the corner who were abducting 2 and 3 children a day and taking them and sexually abusing them and then releasing them and making them go home. And I would have to listen to these children getting raped 2 and 3 times a day. The whole neighborhood could hear it, except, you know, I don't know how many people actually were at home because, you know, if you go into a suburb in the middle of the day, you know, there's nobody there. There's just about nobody there. But, you know, I was able to stay at home. I was working in my garden, and at the time, I had a goat pen in my suburban backyard. So I was tending to my goats or whatever, and I would literally hear these poor little kids screaming for mummy. You know, it's just it was one of the hardest things I've ever had to go through. And I, you know, like Tommy Robinson, he tried to report it numerous times to the police. It turned out that the police were protecting them, and that this pedophile cartel that he was looking to expose were, you know, that they were actually funneling children to members of the royal family. And I think that this is full on. The scandal that they were looking to, you know, that they wanted everybody standing on the street corners shouting, "Yay, royal family! Yay, hooray, hooray, hooray!" You know, and you know, so that everybody wouldn't react in the way that they have reacted now that Tommy Robinson has been arrested, that thousands of British people have gone out on the streets. They swarmed 10 Downing Street, they swarmed Westminster, and if anything bad happens to Tommy Robinson, there's going to be a riot. And, you know, because this is, it is a bridge too far. This is the last straw that's breaking the camel's back. And people have got to realize, you know, this pedophile thing's just getting really bad. You can't swing a stick without hitting a pedophile around the district these days. Anywhere. It's just terrible. You can't do anything without sort of having some pedophile being somewhere behind something, you know?
Is there a connection between politicians and pedophilia? Is there like a defect that these people have?
Absolutely. It's their currency of silence. You know, that they use it to blackmail people into silence. They absolutely do. They use pedophilia to blackmail people into silence. And that's just how it works.
George Bush Jr., former president of the United States, would admit that he was part of a secret society. And when he was asked, "So what do you guys do in this secret society?" And I'm paraphrasing, he said something like, "Well, if I told you, it wouldn't be a secret." Do you think that it's possible that these secret societies are involved in pedophilia and they get these guys to do these awful things at a young age? I'm talking about these politicians-to-be, people who have been slated to become selected for political office. They get them to do these awful things to children, and then that's what they use for blackmail later on when these guys get in office?
Yeah, absolutely. That's fully what they do. And they've been doing it actually for centuries. You know? They really, really have. And it's part, a lot of these secret societies, it's part of their so-called traditional ceremonies to go out and abuse children. And to have human sacrifice and all the rest of it. And there was a, you know, when the Knights... The Knights Templar were wiped out by, I think it was Philip IV of France. You know, he basically said, "Well, you guys are a bunch of Satanists, basically." He said, you worship the devil in your secret societies, and so therefore I'm you know, banning your secret societies and sentencing every one of your you know, adherence to your secret societies, you can be sentenced all to death and burnt at the stake. You know, it just so happened at the time that the Knights Templar were the bankers in France at the time. And in burning every member of the Knights Templar that he could find, he also conveniently rid himself of all of his government debt and probably any other liabilities that they would have had over him as well. So, but he, they were just about wiped out. I think it was Philip the Fourth. It might have been Philip the Second. So you, if you look up the Knights Templar and King Philip of France, I think that you'll find which one it is. I think it was Philip the Fourth. Okay.
One of our children says, "Hey, Dad, you know, women, the way politicians and the way royalty look at children, women are for procreation, little boys are for fun. Is there truth to that?"
I don't know. It wouldn't surprise me. I don't know. I grew up in a relatively normal family in the suburbs. Although we were descended from British blue bloods, my dad was a very honourable man. He hated the Freemasons. He absolutely hated them because his uncle was Fred Bennett. And I told the story about how he had access to Fred Bennett's library for an afternoon when he was a boy, and he read the book, and he was so disgusted by the Freemasonry text that he read that he hated them for life.
Will you share a little bit more about the Freemasons? Can you share more of that when we come back?
Yeah, I think I can.
We'll be right back.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try."
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's Gwyneth. You go to usapreparis.com. Gwyneth Isaacs is listed on the instructors tab on the website. Gwyneth, quick update on the T-shirts. You're so concerned about freeing Tommy Robinson that you've got some T-shirts ready?
Yes, that's right. The link it's at my Zazzle page, which is www.zazzle.com / Gwyneth. Okay, but the thing is, I think that it's, you know, there was settings on the back end of the page that were making the T-shirt difficult to find. Okay, I think I've fixed it now. It should be there now, or it should be there later on today. Okay. But if you are having trouble finding the shirt on Zazzle, you can go to my Facebook page and you'll see the T-shirt linked there, and you can get to Zazzle by clicking through on that link. But yeah, it's I'm making probably about $6 on each of these T-shirts. I'm not making a huge amount of money, and my whole Zazzle account in its whole history since 2011 has probably generated about $20 worth of income for me. The thing is to get the T-shirts out the door so that people, you know, because the press is so much clamping down on the whole Tommy Robinson thing, that we can't just let his name be forgotten. We can't just let his face be forgotten. He's been an absolute hero with what he's done with standing up against these pedophile cartels who seem to be of the opinion that they can just come in and that they can just take over. And like I say, in many places, quite literally, you can't swing a stick without hitting pedophiles. You know, you go into town, it's impossible to do anything without having to deal with these people. It's just disgusting. The governments for them, the municipalities for them, and the business communities for them. And, you know, it's just, it makes your head spin. It really, really does. And, you know, I made these T-shirts because I think I've got to do something so that, you know, so that he's not forgotten, so that people will, you know, so that he just won't disappear into the night, basically. You know, and I thought, well, what could I do? And then I thought, I've got to make T-shirts about this. That was my train of thought. So if people go and they buy one of these T-shirts, you know, and go and wear it, especially if you're a woman, then they can't order you to take it off. That's why it's a woman appearing. That's why. But if you're a man as well, you can go to the store and you can order it in a man style T-shirt. Okay. Although it's a female model there. But yeah, it's you become a walking billboard. And I'm going to order a T-shirt, you know, when I can, eventually for myself as well, just to and wear it out when I'm out and about, just to raise awareness that this sort of thing is going on, you know.
Tell us about the back.
It's just disgusting.
Tell us about the back of the T-shirt.
Yeah. Okay, the back of the T-shirt has hang together or hang separately with an old woodcut, centuries old, that I found on the internet, of a gallows with a man hanging on it. And that about sums it up. We've got to make a stand now or we're all going to be lost forever. I think this is the end of the broadcast, isn't it?
It is. Gwyneth, thank you so much for being with us and staying up late for 2 hours. I'll see you next week.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.